So let's continue with the royal priesthood. To be a royal priesthood, you are royalty, means you're in the family of the king, amen? So that's why 1 John says we have fellowship with the Father and Jesus, who's the king. And being a priest, we just minister to one another. Now let's, the same duty to minister to people, the priest also minister to the Lord. Okay, so today, we're going to, as usual, every Sunday, but tonight we're going to intentionally minister to the Lord. Okay, we're gonna play music to the Lord, and you're going to sing to Him. Amen? Because He is our primary ministry. Now, the great commandment is love your God and then love others. So we're going to love the Lord tonight. Amen? So as we sing, we're going to lead you in song, but just sing to the Lord. The Lord is here. Amen? Shall we start with a word of prayer? Father, we know you are here. We thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, on the cross to die for us, to wash away our sin, to forgive our debts, so that we may come clean before you this evening, so that we can come clean into your presence boldly and sing and minister to you, Lord, and minister to one another. Thank you, Lord. Tonight we just want to focus on you. We want to worship you. We want to sing our love to you, Lord. And God, if there's anything that you want to speak to us, God, we open up our hearts right now. God, our hearts are open for you to speak right into it. Convict us, touch us, our hearts, Lord. And even give us, Lord, pictures and visions for each other or for the church or for ourselves, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We look to you, Lord.
I believe believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name.
Proclaim our faith in you this evening, Lord.
Of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Sing, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
We want to see you.
I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
I want to see. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
We want to see you, Lord.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
We see you lifted.
We see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 to see you high and lifted up.
Open our eyes.
Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Listen to the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see.
Book of Revelation, it says angels surround his throne day and night. They sing, holy, holy are you, Lord, the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come. They've been singing from the beginning, they sing now, and they will be singing for eternity, because he's so worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we come before you this evening, Lord, just worshiping you, giving you glory, God. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of our heart, God. Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we will know you better, Lord. God, we seek you tonight. We seek you, Lord. We seek you, Lord. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you. Just like how the angels see you and they worship you, God. Day and night they worship you. Amen, Lord. Mm-hmm. Church, let's continue to turn our affection to Him tonight. Minister to Him tonight. Sing to Him tonight. The Lord loves to hear you. So God, we sing to you tonight, Lord. Your presence,
Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your presence.
Let that be your prayer.
Let us
presence in this place. God, thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. That even though you are divine, you step into humanity, you step into this world because you want to be with us. You're God incarnate, your God that will step into our humanity. And God, today you step into our midst. Step into our brokenness because you love us, Lord. So we worship you this evening. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you. With all our hearts, we worship you. We cry out to you today. There's nothing else that we want but you, Lord, tonight.
Sweet.
Teach us, Lord, reveal your ways, anoint us for the greater things. We have gathered in hunger, here's a drink of
we
we have gathered
in one thirst hunger here to drink of glory and wonder, here to cry out, come and fill this place.
God, we're singing that we're here with a thirst and a hunger to have more of you, to experience more of you. And God, we want that to happen. We want your spirit to come here and not just give us a warm, fuzzy feeling, not just make us feel nice and cozy on a cold night, but actually for your love to be made known to us, for your spirit to transform us, to change us, to make us not like the people that we were, but actually to be children of God, to call ourselves a royal priesthood, to call ourselves your children who will inherit eternal life. God, we want that not just now when we're looking around at our friends, but actually in every moment of our life when we're struggling at work or struggling at school, or we're just out in the world and it seems so lonely. Lord, we want you to transform us, to change us, so that our lives are just so much more than everything else. The next part of 1 John chapter 1 says this in verse 5. This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us all from all sin. Let me just read verse 6 and verse 7 again. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us all from all sin. I don't know if you guys have been reading this passage over the week. Some of us have, and I really feel like the message of this is two things, right? Like, if you're walking in the darkness, then don't say that you've got fellowship with God. If you're walking in the darkness, don't do that. That's not the truth. But also, if we walk in the light, then it says we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I don't normally, I'm not normally the kind of person to say, oh, yeah, we need to be, I don't want to tell you guys what to do. So I don't want to say, oh, we have to go and confess our sins to people. Because it kind of seems like just trying to get gossip out of people. But actually, I feel like this is really clear what this passage is saying. It continues in verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. And I really feel like the message is it's all tied up, right? There's this fellowship, there's this light, and there's this darkness, and this confession moving into the light. I don't know where you're at with your relationship with God, but now would be a really good time to come to him in confession, to actually bring those things that are in the way, those things that are blocking you from coming to him, those things that actually you know you shouldn't be doing, you know that are not the way that he wants us to live, but it's just so easy to hold on to, right? It's just so hard to give them up. And part of that is confessing, and part of that is fellowship, right? Like, if we try and go through this difficult journey all individually without looking at each other, it's going to be much harder than if we try and go through it together. I don't know if there's people here that you feel like you can come and confess and actually just ask them to help pray with you. Not confess to them, but ask them to help you confess to God. Ask them to pray with you. I don't know if that's the case or not. If it's not, you can grab the pastoral team and we will pray through that with you. But actually, it might be big things. It might be huge breakthrough. It might just be things that don't seem that big a deal, things that we haven't really even been aware of. But I think we'll just have music playing, and we'll just have a time now of confession, of actually just coming before God, remembering that that He is the light. He is the one who cleanses us from all sin. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far away you are from God. Actually, He's going to forgive you. He has already forgiven you. But we need to come to Him, right? Don't walk around in the darkness when we have the opportunity to walk in light, and all we have to do is come before Him. So pray with each other, pray by yourself. Actually, just
can wash away my sin, and nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Sing the water.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And
I don't know if anybody has anything that they want to share, any words, any pictures, but we're just going to leave this mic open, and if you feel like you have something to share with us, with the church, just come and grab the mic and let us hear what you're hearing.
if you guys have something to say. So we spoke about the Holy Spirit a few months ago. And a picture that was shared about the train moving off from the platform. And then a week after, it was about, you know, water and how we're at the power plant. But I just really want to challenge you guys to just receive the Holy Spirit today. And I know we have received the Holy Spirit when we accept Christ. But in Luke, you know, Jesus said to the disciples, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And he's talking to his disciples who are Christians, who are not new Christians, but have been walking with Jesus, who've seen miraculous signs and wonders, but he still says, "Wait for the Holy Spirit." And indeed, when the Holy Spirit came, you know, powerful things happened. And there's this Pentecostal manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And I just feel like God's really saying today that, you know, there's cups here that are waiting to be filled. They're waiting to experience God in that kind of power. And a few of us have been away to Philippines, have been away to Nepal, and we see great things happen. And actually, God wants to bring it back to our country. So if you really want that, like, just... I know it's not something that we do in England, but I really want to encourage you guys to step forward to this empty space so that we can, some of us can just pray for you to really receive the Holy Spirit today. And I really want to encourage you guys to do that, to take that step forward to the middle. And when I was younger, I remember a person once said that, you know, if you take one step to God, God will take 1,000 steps to you. And that's true, that God loves you so much that he cannot wait to manifest the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and in ways that you do not imagine and see. And I think we've had enough of prayer and worship to get to that place where actually we're at that place where we're like, God, I want to see more of you. I actually want to experience more of you. I don't want to just hear things on the stage. I don't want to just hear what is happening out there in the mission field, but I want to see it in my church right here, right now. So I really encourage you guys, if you really want to experience that, you want to say, actually, that's me, and like something in your spirit is churning, something in your heart's just like beating fast, it's like, I really want that. Just come to this empty space and we'll pray for that. We'll pray for God to come.
Thank you. You are way maker.
Shall we just sing the chorus together as a church? And just proclaim who He is tonight. Let's do it together.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are.
Sing one last time.
You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are. Cause You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who You are.
Yeah, God, You are the light in the darkness, Lord. You are the one, the way, that the only way that we can see out of our darkness. And Lord, we don't want this experience to be just a once every 3 months kind of thing. We don't want to only be able to feel Your presence when we have hours of worship. We want actually to be able to be in Your presence every day, Lord. We want to be soaked in You, just in whatever we're doing, whether we're standing and singing Your praises, or if we're going to bed, or if we're getting ready for work. We want You to just be in everything. So Lord, would you give us that? Would You send us out with Your Spirit? And Lord, not let us rely on these big emotional moments, but actually just be filled with You. So that You're with us always, so that we are walking fully in the light, so that the darkness is just a place that we don't want to be, a place that we flee from. So guys, as we kind of finish our music, don't stop praying with each other, don't stop ministering to each other, because actually, yeah, that's more important, right? So we're gonna finish now, but continue praying, where's Bert? Bert can close with his benediction.
Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we praise You and lift up Your name. God, You are so good. Lord, let Your Spirit empower us and send us out from here, Lord, with a vibrancy and a life over You, Lord. And we continue to say, you know, we don't want sin to have any hold in our life, Lord. So we leave whatever sins we've confessed here at Your cross tonight, Lord. And in all the place that is empty, Lord, instead fill us with passion for Your name, Your Holy Spirit, in every nook and crevice in our heart and our life, Lord, so that we can walk in obedience to You. God, we are so privileged to be Your children. Let's never take that for granted. Thank You, Lord. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.